Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Taking Stock. So there are two people who are most important when we think about the creation of Taking Stock. One is Zach McGlugan, who's been on a couple of podcasts with me and is integral in everything that we do. And the other is Michelle Tartaglio. And Michelle is the one who really challenged me to get this idea out there to the market. She's the one who also makes me write a blog every single time I do it, which I don't love, but certainly the conversations I love. And I have Michelle to thank for that and also for a lot of things in my career. And I'm excited to finally welcome her to the show here today. We're going to talk a lot about what Michelle has always guided me around, and that's around personal branding. How do you get your brand out there? Why building your personal brand is so important in today's market? Where should you focus? How do you identify what's uniquely differentiated about you and some key steps you should be taking in building your brand? So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Michelle as much as I enjoy chatting with her every time we do. And we'll talk to you on the other side. Thanks. Hey, Michelle, welcome to Taking Stock.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You finally made it.
Yes, I know. It's been we talked about it a while ago, and here we are.
You helped me come up with the idea, so it's about time. I think this is our 19th one, so it's about time that I invited you. I've been inviting you for a while. You finally accepted, right?
Well, you're giving me a lot of credit to say I helped you come up with the idea. This is a great idea, but it was your idea. I just helped with some of the execution, but I'm very glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being here. And as you guys will all tell from our conversation, Michelle and I are super close and we have these types of conversations on a daily basis. So now we just hit the record button. It's for everyone else to listen into. So thank you again for joining. And we're going to talk about something today that I know you're super passionate about. And I've learned a ton from you about the topic, and that's around personal branding. Which Taking Stock is a decent example of, I suppose. But I want to, before we kind of get into some of what's going on in today's market and why being a driving your personal brand is so important. When you hear the term personal branding, there's like you do a Google search on it, and there's so much you could reference. What does a personal brand mean to you?
Yeah, that's a great place to start in this conversation, Steve. You're right. There is a ton of information out there about personal brand and what it means and how to do it right. For me, when I think about personal brand, I think about the Bezos quote about how personal brand is what people say about you when you aren't in the room. Mm-hmm. And I think that people do sort of think about this a lot, but I'm not sure that they always know what to do about it, at least not directly and not in the context of how you can control it or how you can have influence into it. And, they may say a lot of different things about you if they're talking about you in the context of work. And particularly, they could be talking about things that you're really good at or maybe things that you don't do very well, unfortunately. They may be talking about your character, so the personal qualities about you that they perceive. And then a lot of times people use it as a comparative, how you're different or the same as others. So when I think about personal brand, it's really looking at each of those elements and how you can influence what people think about you across those three contexts.
Is it as scary to you as it is to me when you think about what people are saying about you when you're not in the room?
It's terrifying. Yeah, it's scary. And I imagine a lot of people get worried about, what their peers are thinking, what their boss is thinking. And certainly, depending on your role in the company, if there are external parties that you're engaged with a lot, you think about these things or you should be.
Yeah, we're going to get to the topic of authenticity because I think that's such a critical component of it. But when I think about what people are saying about you in the room, what you want to convey to the market might be very different than what people might be saying about you. So talk about, you mentioned tons of Google searches, just tons of information out there, tons of articles, a lot of people talking about why building your personal brand is so important. But why today? Why is this something that people are talking about so much? Why is personal branding becoming such a thing?
Yeah, I think it's an element of the times. No matter who you are or what job you have, no matter your role in the organization, it's easier now than ever before for other people to create a narrative about you and what you're good at and what makes you different. Other people can take control of your brand pretty easily through different social media channels, through a variety of different ways that really didn't exist, the generation before us. And so it's not a new concept, but there's new things that you should be thinking about in today's market. And the other thing I think that's really important, it's not just about controlling against negative things, but it's about creating your own destiny. With the gig economy and our ability to create our life however we want it, whether it's, working our own hours that we want to work, driving the salary we do or don't want, workplace happiness is something that is in our direct control, whether we work for a large organization or we work for ourselves. And with the technology that's out there, it gives people tremendous flexibility. And I think the best way to sort of take your career into your hands is by leveraging that technology to create, the brand, not just technology to create your brand, but to create the brand that you want to build that future.
So let's one topic that you and I have talked about in the past that I want to dive into a little bit. And part of my theory on why building your personal brand is so important in today's market. You think about like back in the old day, with our parents, like they worked at one company for their entire careers, right? Not being somewhat generalizing a bit, but certainly generations ago, you would work at one company, you'd be a company team player, and that was what you did. And it was less about your personal brand; it was more about the company brand. Very, very different. You mentioned the gig economy. You think about certainly with millennials, you've got people, job hopping. People have had more jobs in their first 2 or 3 years of their career than some people maybe had in their entire career 30 years ago. Is that part of the reason why building your personal brand is so important? Because people are continually on the go and not necessarily kind of always 100% aligned to the company they might be working for at that moment.
I absolutely, yes, think that it is related. It is important. I think, the mindset of the workforce is changing. To your point, there was a time where being a company guy or a company employee was one of the highest compliments. And I think that, not that it's not important to be a team player in your corporation, that certainly would help you succeed and could be something that you incorporate into your personal brand. But I think now more than ever, there are a lot of channels and paths for people to not only be a great employee for their company, but maybe they run an Etsy shop on the weekend, or maybe they freelance different things and skills that they're passionate about,
Or host a
and
podcast.
or host a podcast.
Right.
Exactly. There's a lot of things that people can do in their spare time outside of the workplace that is who they are, and it's a combination. And so trying to weave that all together in a story, I think can help with your narrative to your corporation about how you're supporting them during the time that you commit to them, but that these outside things are actually really valuable to the company as well, is something that, we can start to think about as part of the narrative or the personal brand too.
But what happens when the personal branding message doesn't always align with that of the company that you're working for? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, that can be it can be an interesting dynamic. I don't think that your personal brand and your corporate brand always have to align. I don't know if it's great that they're in conflict. I think, for example, if I think about a consumer products a CPG company employee, if they're out and they're doing something that's directly in conflict with a competitor's brand, that might not
Sure.
be ideal. But let's say, you work at a company that's focused on activewear and fitness, and what you like to do in your spare time is compete in video games, for example. Like, that's who you are. You're not necessarily going out for the run every day. You get online and you play video games, and maybe you compete for money or whatever that might be. It's not directly, it's in conflict potentially to your brand's values and your mission, but it doesn't necessarily prevent you from being a great employee when you're there. So I think it's a fine line. Yeah.
Cool. All right. So now let's, you're going to be, the consultant to everyone that you are always to me. And we're starting, like, someone comes to you and says, Michelle, I know I need to get, and let's, this is perhaps a senior executive in an organization that, you know, wants to get out there, wants to get out to the market in a more demonstrative way. And they want to build their brand. Where do you start? How do you determine, let's think about, like, where do you focus? How do you determine where it is that you should be focusing?
Yes, I think the first thing it's important to understand, and it really is almost a psychological exercise, is, you know, what is your brand currently? You know, are you starting from a negative place where you have to do some damage control? Are you starting at a neutral place? Like, maybe people don't, outside your organization, really don't know who you are and what you can contribute to the market. Or obviously, if you're starting in a good place, but you want to be different or known for something different, that's a little bit of a different journey too. So I think first figuring out what you're trying to do with your personal brand is important. And each of those things are different. There would be different recommendations. Mm-hmm. I think the vast majority of people, executives, it's not that they have a bad reputation or a bad brand. It's much more likely that they just aren't investing in it. And they're starting from a neutral place. And I think there are quite a few things that people could do to get started. And, you know, it really depends on understanding your strengths and how you can leverage them to build your brand.
Yeah. So let's build upon that. You mentioned the word strengths, which is a trigger to me and something we've talked about a lot within Clarkston, which is this idea of putting your passions to work and finding that intersection of strength, what the market values, and personal passion. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts around that? And how do you think through that?
I think it's an important thing for all people to think about in terms of their personal brand. I think.
Help. Just, I'm sorry to interrupt you as I just asked you the question, but help people. I think they'd rather hear it from you. Help people understand kind of that, what that Venn diagram looks like and that intersection, if you can.
Sure. Yes, of course. So you mentioned personal strength. I think I mentioned it right before that too. Most of us, when we get out of college, we have a good idea of what our strengths are, what we're good at. I think we spend our whole careers trying to add to that list. Some things come naturally, some things come learned, but you're always trying to develop those strengths. And I think if we have good self-awareness and if we're working with good people that help us understand what our strengths are, that's an important component. The other important, like, what the market values or what people values, that changes over time throughout someone's career. So it's much more important, I think, to stay aligned with, you know, what things are important to my company or to the business that I'm running on the side, or, you know, whatever it might be that you're working on in the moment. You know, what are people valuing about what I can contribute? And then the third piece is about knowing your passion. And that is basically, what can you do for a living that will motivate you all the time or almost all the time? And I think when someone can combine what they're really good at and what the market values with something that they're passionate about, the personal brand work becomes really easy. Because to something you said earlier about being authentic, I think people really want to buy things from people or work with people who are believers in what they're selling or what they're doing. And it's easy for people to know if it's real or not. So, Steve, if you tried to sell me, you know, something that you weren't passionate about, even if you're the best salesman in the world, people are going to notice the difference between that and something that you really care about and are passionate about. And so I think finding that intersection is an important journey for people on their journey for building their brand.
Yeah, and I love that. And we, for those of us at Clarkston, I think it was Professor Snook, right, from the Harvard Business School, who talked about that intersection. And I've used that to guide, you know, a lot of, you know, when I talk to people about where to invest and where do you want to build skills and where do you want to develop, we're talking about developing your brand, but it also could be applied as you think about how you develop your skills, you know, to find the things that you're really, really good at and what the market values. But to me, it means nothing if there's not the passion there, mm-hmm. Especially when you're thinking about building your brand. And I think that, to my point, I think that's where the authenticity comes in, Michelle, yep. Because I think without that personal passion, it's going to come across as very inauthentic. If you are just, hey, I'm really good at this, the market values it, so I'm going to go out and I'm going to be a thought leader around it, it's going to seem not real. It's going to seem inauthentic if you're not really passionate about it.
Yes, I completely agree. People can tell. I don't know if we can figure out how they can tell, but they can. They know when you're faking it, when you're not excited about it. Maybe you're selling something that's not worth buying, or you're just not excited about it. You're not the right person to be talking about it. That's okay. Find what it is that you are passionate about and figure out a way to get that in your life and in your career.
Yeah, the other piece of it, it's so we talk about intersection of personal strength, mm-hmm. what the market values and personal passion. If I was going to add a, you know, we're consultants, so we're trying to add like additional dimensions. If I was going to add a fourth dimension to it, I would think about what's uniquely differentiated about you. Because mm-hmm. To me, when you're thinking about your personal brand, like it's one thing to be great at something the market could value and you're passionate about it. But you know what? There could be a million people who might have that same kind of intersection. But if you were able to kind of think about what is uniquely differentiated about you, and that's where it gets to, you know, maybe that personal brand is really, really niche. You know, it is very, very focused and it's very unique. I think, again, to our point of authenticity, I think it's going to be that much more, you know, authentic if you're identifying what's uniquely differentiated about you.
Yep. And I would just say, if you're focusing on differentiation, then you've narrowed right in on back to where we started, what people will say about you when you're not in the room. If you are the best at something, or you are, you know, the only one that can do something, that will come up pretty quickly in a conversation about you when you're not there. And I think you're absolutely right. That's an important part of personal brand.
Yeah, great. Anything else that that we should be thinking about in terms of key steps that you should be taking as you kind of build out your personal brand? Any other guidance that you would want to share?
Definitely. I have a couple of things I was thinking about that people should be thinking about to, you know, so they could take action from this podcast. But before I jump into those steps, Steve, you know, one thing I do like to tell people too that we didn't really touch on related to the intersection of putting your passion to work is, you know, can you actually write down five things that you feel passionately about professionally? And I think that's a good exercise for people to start. And I think that it might be different. It doesn't always have to be the same. It might not be a lifelong passion, but, you know, continuing to check in on that list and making sure that you know what those things are today and building to it, I think is good. But that's one step. I've got a few more. I started thinking about what people could do regardless of their level of experience to start creating their personal brand. One thing that is obvious, so I'll just start there, is to focus on LinkedIn, of course, making sure that your profile is filled out, maybe even going that extra step and making comments on stories or articles from your connections or joining groups and participating in discussions. It takes so little time. It's so little work, but it gets that dialogue started, gets you, you know, in front of people who have similar professional interests, talking about things that they're interested in or that you're interested in. And I think that is a pretty easy thing to do and can go a long way. Similarly, the other thing that if you enjoy getting your perspective out there and that's something that you like doing, you could certainly use LinkedIn posts as mm-hmm. a place to do that. But each industry has their go-to area for crowdsourcing news too. So for example, if you work in financial services, thinking about creating a Seeking Alpha blog or maybe a blog on Medium, for example, is a way that people can get their perspectives out there and potentially even get paid for their contributions. But it can go a long way in building your brand. For example, if you wanted to create your own business or if you wanted to switch jobs, you could point to your portfolio and you can share very easily your your perspectives with a potential employer. Or, you know, maybe you move into a new group in your company and you want to make sure that they understand your experience, you can point to those outside perspectives. But I know not everyone is a writer and or yeah. doesn't have the time to write. So you could create a podcast, although you are a writer, you have created a podcast. But you know, it's also worth working with your PR team at your company to try and get connected with reporters to provide perspective on news stories. It's not a lot of work to talk to a reporter, but if you work at a big company and you've got a robust PR team, they certainly are always going to be looking for experts to get the perspective out there on key things. And you actually also can connect with a journalist directly. Now you'll have to be careful. Obviously you don't want to share company specific information, but, mm-hmm. You know, if you want to talk about perspectives, that's a way to do it. Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, I just have one more thing. And this is, I think, accessible to most people, but maybe a little bit more accessible to people with more tenure in their career. And this is, you know, making sure to attend conferences, networking at those conferences, attending dinners and events, you know, taking advantage of speaking opportunities, and even participating, you know, more broadly on social media conversations are ways to get out there and build your brand, certainly at the more senior levels.
Yeah, that's awesome. Obviously, some of those things we're unable to do right now when we look forward. You said like dinners, events, conferences. I was like, wait, what are those? How do we do that?
I know.
Where can we go to do that? But, you know, it's funny. You mentioned LinkedIn and, you know, very specific details around it. And, you know, my old perception of LinkedIn, I don't think it was unique. A lot of people felt this way. If you're on LinkedIn, it meant you were looking for a job. Mm-hmm. Or if you were even, there still is a perception, if you're out networking at events, you know, you're looking for a job. It doesn't have to be that way. And it's not that way at all. And I think one of the cool things around kind of personal branding is that people realize it allows them to be more effective at the jobs that they currently have, not necessarily just as a means to find a new job.
That's right.
That it's always important to be building your brand, not just when you're looking for a new role.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Awesome, Michelle. This was great. How'd we do?
This was fun, Steve. I guess you'll have to invite me back again. This is great.
Awesome. Just accept my invite next time. But thank you. Thank you very much for joining.
Absolutely.
And we'll catch up soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
So thank you everyone for listening to my chat with Michelle. Michelle, thank you for finally accepting my invitation and being a part of the podcast. Really enjoyed your perspective. And I know we talked about it at the end, but I think, you know, just to reinforce what Michelle said, I think finding what is uniquely differentiated about you and really bringing that to market is critical, and ensuring that you're coming across with a level of authenticity to make sure that your personal brand resonates in the market. Secondly, we talked about LinkedIn and some of the other tactical things that you should do. Don't make that an exercise that you're executing against just when you are looking for a new job. There is nothing wrong with getting your brand out there. It doesn't necessarily imply that you are unhappy with where you're working. It's going to make you a more effective employee and a more effective steward to your organization, in our opinion, if you're constantly thinking about building your personal brand. So thanks again for listening. Enjoyed having you be a part of this discussion, and looking forward to chatting again real soon. See ya.